this is a special talk, I guess. It's very important because, as you may have noticed around the world, there is a lot of stuff going on with elections, not only in the United States, but in Germany we just saw very public rigging of an election for the Federal High Court of Justice. And today, or tonight, we are hearing about Russia and the rigging of Russian elections, as I understand, more on the technical side and the corruption side. So Vadim will tell you about a very serious subject tonight. Have fun.
Thank you. I am Vadim Makarov, and I am a quantum engineer by profession. I do this for a living. About 7 years ago, I moved to Moscow, and I decided to join our brave election commissions to make my life less boring. So in my tenure in election commissions, I have participated in the entire range of elections, from municipal, the lowest level, to the federal elections. So 5 elections in total. I live in Moscow. So this is Moscow, and I live not far from Moscow, in the Moscow district. It's an area of the country that has about 8 million people or 6 million voters. So here's my home. And if you look closely, I live in Odintsovsky city district. It's a district that contains about 300,000 voters. And we have, this is our own constituency. We have one seat in the state parliament. So we elect the representative in the state parliament. And I live in this place in Odintsovsky district, not far from Moscow. My job is in Moscow. And tomorrow I give a talk about my what I do for a living at 12 o'clock in the same room. I do quantum cryptography, but today we'll talk about elections. And now I immediately take a detour, because later in the talk I will tell you about vulnerabilities in security bugs. I need to tell you what the security bug is. The security bug is a plastic bug that is designed to be tamper evident. After you seal it, if somebody tries to open the bug and access its content, the bug should display signs that it has been opened. And those bugs are used in lots of applications: banking, commerce, casinos, law enforcement, evidence, courts. You can buy them. It's a mass-produced item. And they're also used in Russian elections to store ballots when we have multiple day voting. The ballots are sealed for night storage in those bugs. Can we switch to close-up camera, please? Let me show you one bug. Daria will help us to show the security features of the bug. Can we get the close-up feed on the screen, please? I can start. The bug is folded from a single sheet of polyethylene, and at the bottom edge, it's seamless. It's just folded over, so there is no seam there. At the sides, the bug is sealed with a heat sealed seam or welding, just like you will seal a plastic pocket. And there is a line of text printed along the edge on the sides to make any attempt to open and reseal it at the side evident. At the top side, there is also another seam with a line of text. And the main security feature of this bug is the indicating tape. This is kind of security tape that can only be applied once. It adheres permanently, and if you try to remove the tape, it destroys it. It shows very obvious signs, like airport security stickers. If you try to unstick them, they destroy. So this is such tape. Is the close-up camera working? Can you please show on the main screen what we display on the table? Shall I proceed without close-up camera? Sorry. Can you display this on the screen?
We can't.
Oh, too bad. I have requested days, months in advance. But then those people who want to view it close up, I will invite a few people to see it on the table. But anyway, Daria will show us the features of the bug. This is the bottom edge. Can you show the bottom edge that it has no seam? The bottom edge. All right, so hopefully you see that this is a continuous sheet of material. Also show us yes, it looks like a single sheet of material. Also show us the side of the bug to the audience. You see that maybe if you have good eyesight, you see that there is a welded seam, and all right. And now you show us the security tape. Another thing on the bug bears an individual unique number. It's printed in three places in the bug. On one side, can you show? So this is the unique number, 8 digits. The number is also printed on the security tape. You probably can't see it from the room. It's a bit smaller, but the same number is printed on the tape itself, on the glue layer, actually. And on the other side of the bug, there is also another copy of this number, also a bit smaller. So the bug is numbered, and the number is supposed to be unique. Now, Daria will show us how to use this bug. I will hand over some ballots. Election ballots to Daria, and those happen to be a ballot for Mr. President Putin. And she will now put those ballots in the bag and seal it. To seal it, she removes a protective liner from the security tape, the liner that protects the glue layer. She first completely removes this liner. The liner is out, and now she just presses on the tape lightly so the tape sticks to the bag. Very well, the bug is now sealed. Can you show how it looks like? And if anybody tries to open it, this should fail. Daria, can you please try to open, remove the security tape now? It's a bit hard, it's stuck well. Yeah, it's coming off. But what do we see? The tape shows lettering, and on the place in the back where it's stuck, part of the tape, the glue layer with paint remains. So it's very obvious that the bug has been opened. Since you could not see it up close, I will move this bug. Can please somebody take this bug, and you will all see it one by one. See for yourself. All right. So, I would also like to give to the audience a few different samples of the security bug. They're actually made by three different manufacturers. Those are unused bugs. So the bugs have not been used. Please pass them along so everybody sees this bug. Please don't detach anything from the bug. Don't try to seal it. Don't pull things off. Just look at it, feel. We will later seal those bugs on stage at the end of my talk. All right. 4 years ago, the first elections. Daria, thank you very much. So I decided to start my career by becoming an external member of a precinct election committee. This is the lowest level, a nearby polling station. And I went to this polling station for 3 days straight. I and another external member, so two guys who wanted this election to be honest, we spent all our time at the elections. We worked in shifts, so at all times, at least one of us was present at the polling station looking at what the commission does. And I want to show you that the work at the commission, we really check everything. So we look at what everybody is doing, how the voters get ballots, where they sign, how their documents are checked, what the commission writes in the papers. We also check how the voting is done. This precinct uses a ballot scanner, and we check everything. And by the end of the first day, I discovered that the commission has broken the law in kind of a minor way, but still they made a crime. They have given about 10 extra ballots to voters who were not supposed to get them. So voters who don't live in our district got ballots to vote for district representative. So this is a crime, actually a crime. So I summoned the head of the commission and told her that this, if this is the only crime she commits in these elections, I'm not going to report this crime. And I demanded that this election be honest, please. She complied. So they come at the end of the voting, they come the count. And the count, those are the papers you get at the end of the count. In the count, we had four elections. We voted for the national parliament, both for parties and our constituency representative, and we voted for the regional parliament and also the representative in the regional parliament. So four ballots. In three ballots, Communist Party wins with a good margin. And only in the fourth ballot, the government party, United Russia, you are supposed to move this bug along so everybody can see it. Can you please pass it along the audience? Just move it like this. So only in one ballot out of four, the government-backed candidate wins with a minimal margin by two votes. So United Russia is our evil government party and communist kind of legal opposition. So fine, I thought, okay, we have a new parliament. And then I look at the nationwide results. In the nationwide elections, United Russia gets more than two-thirds of the seats in the state parliament, both parliaments, and United Russia candidates win everywhere, win constituencies by a landslide. So I've decided to look, what is the problem? Why is my district special? In Russia, we can download all the voting results from all these districts. They are open. You can go on the website, and you can get, essentially, after a few steps, you can get a big table with every district in the country. If you want to see them, you can see all the numbers from every district. So I crunch the numbers, and I plot those numbers to visualize them. Now we come to the main way to visualize the results. I'm doing the wrong thing. We use a turnout to result versus turnout plot. On the horizontal axis, so we plot one district, the very district where I worked. And this district is a stack of vertical stack of several dots. The horizontal axis represents the turnout. So in my district, about 35% of voters voted. So that's a normal turnout. And the vertical position of each dot represents the percentage, the result that each party or candidate has gained in this district. So as you see, the Communist Party, the red dot, got more than 30%. The next biggest party is United Russia, the government party, they got 24%. And there are also several other parties that got less than this. This looks fine. Then I take the Odinsovsky City District. That's now 180 polling stations. They are all, like, each one is a set of vertical set of dots, and put them on the same plot. And I see that a lot of stations in Odinsovsky District had low turnout, between 20 and 35%, which is where my station falls. And for those stations with low turnout, the Communist Party appears to win, just like in my polling station. But also lots of districts have really high turnout. And for those districts, the government party magically gets a lot more votes. All right, so something is going on here. And then I use another insider resource. I have a list of districts where well-prepared observers, just people like me, have been working. 35 people, 35 districts. I pull this list, and now I leave only the districts where the observers have worked. Magically, all the high turnout, high United Russia results disappear. So the presence of observers magically makes the voters vote for an alternative. All right. For the record, and this result is typical for the entire country. I mean, everywhere else in Russia, you see the same picture. A lot of votes rigged. Has everybody seen the bug? All right, the other three bugs. Actually, I have one more bug. So those three bugs now making way through the audience. Please have a look at them. Unused bugs. And this is a bug in which ballots have been sealed. We didn't try to open it. I also want you to see this bug, so please have a look at this bug. Don't try to open it. Just inspect it visually and externally. So we didn't vote for this parliament. Really, people wanted to have United Russia have a lot less than the majority. Just if you wondered what the decisions this parliament is doing is not what people want. Next, after the elections, I got appointed into a territorial election commission. This is the next level. Now I'm in the commission that organizes elections in a town of about 25,000 people, or 18,000 voters. And this is a town that has 9 election districts. And I start my work in this territorial election commission. The next election is the election of the regional governor. The Moscow district elects a governor every five years. The incumbent, the acting governor, of course, runs. Also, there are 3 candidates on the ballot that are really unpopular guys, and they don't want to remove the current governor. That's a technical candidates to make the appearance of choice. And there is a requirement in this particular election that each candidate, in order to get on the ballot, must collect a certain number of signatures of town councils. So town councils, the lowest level of democracy, their members, enough of those members should support the candidate in order to be registered for the ballot. The acting governor, on the first day of collection of those signatures, he forces, coerces, convinces, asks nicely a lot of those town council members to sign for him. And he collects 10 times more signatures than he needs. And those guys also got the signatures. And by the time our opposition candidate, Mr. Nadezhdin, tries to register, he goes around the city town councils and finds out that everybody has already given the signature to the acting governor. And the members say, sorry, we can't. So he fails to collect enough signatures, there is no opposition. All right. Now we show you the same plot, the same result from the governor election. Now this is about 3,000 polling stations, the entire Moscow district. So it's a territory the size of a small European country. And now you see the results. So the acting governor, of course, gets most of the votes. So the blue dots are the acting governor, and everybody else is in the bottom. Where do you think is there any rigging in this? What? Bottom. No. The blue dots are all for acting governors. So the turnout ranges from 10% to 90% or even 100, and they're all high. In this cloud, is this all real result? No, actually not. If you think that this is the middle portion of is the real result, you are wrong. This little cloud are the real results. Everything else is rigged. A lot of bots stuffed. So this is actually rigged, and those are real results. Very few. 8% of stations. Only 8% of stations didn't rig. And in these results, if you look closely, you will see the dots tend to form lines, a line at 80%, a line at 85%, a line at 90%, horizontal lines, the kind of group. If you look closely, if you squint, you'll see the lines. And also vertical lines at round numbers, 65%, 75%, 85%, dots also tend to group. So lines are visible. And you don't have to believe me that those results are rigged, because you have to be skeptical. Maybe those are just inactive districts and this is the real result. So I will show you now some city districts within the Moscow district. We have 2 towns, Dubna and Chernogolovka, that has a high concentration of research institutes and universities that never rig their votes. In those towns, all the results are in this region. Low turnout and only about 70% support for the acting governor. So those are two entire cities. All the other cities and territories rig to varying extent. This is the district where the Moscow Physical Technical MFTI, MIPT, the big university, resides, and the polling stations around the university don't rig. So there is a good fraction of results in this low turnout region. But also there are many districts not rig. And if you look at most districts, this pattern repeats. There are a few stations that don't rig. The low laying results is polling stations that are not rigging, and this is obviously rigged. And also a few stations reported 100% turnout. This is an obvious fake. If you go like this, you will discover many, this is Одинцовский, no, it looks like, never mind. There are many cities where you have a few honest stations and a lot of stations that are rigging. I will show you now some outrageous results. So in this city district, there are 15 polling stations that show extremely close numbers. Basically, the same result for the acting governor, the same result for the Communist Party. So they cannot naturally group this way. This is, it's 15 commissions, 15 polling stations made the same results. More funny stuff. Okay, so this is fun. So this big city received an order to give at least 85% for the acting governor, no matter what turnout, and no more than 10% for the Communist Party. So they mostly obliged. And in this small city, there was a centralized order to write certain numbers in. So it has to be 80% for the acting governor, half the polling stations do that. It's 7.5% for Communist Party, 7.0% for another party, 6.5% for another party, and no invalid ballots. Zero. Zero, 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 zero. 15 protocols made this way. So I hope you guess, you see where this is going. Okay, and some towns just rigged everything. No honest results. What about the commission in which I am working? Власиха. It's difficult to find people who want to be observers. So I could only find observers to watch over 2 out of 9 stations. They set up cameras, video cameras, and those guys are observers, and they oversee the entire voting process, make video recordings, continuous video recordings, not everything. And those 2 polling stations, I'm sure about, they are honest. They didn't cheat. For the remaining 7 polling stations where there are no observers, I take a bike and I try to visit them during the vote count. And I denied access to all 9 polling stations. They lock the gates, they close the doors, they don't respond on shouts, phone calls, screaming. Through the glass door, I see the committee sitting and they just don't want to let me in. Say, no, we won't let you in. By law, I'm supposed to be. All right, so 7 polling stations did something without my presence. The results. He had 2 polling stations with observers, 26% turnout, and about 70% for the acting governor. The remaining polling stations had 2 to 3 times higher turnout, and of course, more higher result for the acting governor. So anybody's guess what they did. Next elections, the presidential election. Year 2054, we elect Mr. Putin. And the pattern repeats. There is an incumbent on the ballot. There are 3 technical candidates. Basically, they are nobodies, not popular people. And they all 3 publicly declare that they support the policies of the incumbent. How is that? That's a competition. 2 anti-war candidates try to register. Miss Dunsova. She submits the papers to be allowed to collect signatures, and the Central Election Commission finds deficiencies in the papers she has filled. She is declined, not allowed to collect signatures. Mr. Nadezhdin, Boris Nadezhdin, he is quite a known politician, and he is as opposition as possible while living in Russia. So he openly declares that he wants to end this war, he wants to make a peace agreement, he doesn't support the incumbent's politics. And he is nominated by a political party, and he will need 100,000 signatures, and magically, he is allowed to collect signatures. So he does the signature election campaign. There are long queues of people all over Russia and also abroad. This is Paris, I think. This is St. Petersburg. This is Moscow, queuing to sign support of Nadezhdin. He collects 200,000 signatures, submits 100,000, but the Central Election Commission checks the signatures carefully and says, you have 9% invalid signatures, and anything over 5%, you are not registered. So this election is the same as previous. We have incumbent and three technical candidates. There is another problem. No political party, no candidate that really wants to appoint observers to the elections. I try, and we fail to appoint a single observer in Vlasikha, so it's pointless for me to work there. No, zero observers. In my Odintsovsky district, in the previous elections, there were 35 observers. Now there are only 10. I sit on online support, and I do online support, chat, phone calls. I consult them on the law and everything. Here is the plot of Putin's result versus turnout for the entire country. Almost 100,000 polling stations, 95,000 polling stations. Each station is a single dot. Those who cannot see vertical and horizontal lines on this plot, please raise your hand. Of course. Look, it's like a graphing paper. You see a line on every round number and on every number that ends with 5. But if you look closely here, you can also see number on integer digits, both vertical and horizontal. Those are polling stations who make the percentage, and people like round numbers. So they write down in the protocol of each polling station a round number. But also, there is a big cloud that doesn't have any structure. And this is where we have real results. So this is the real support of Putin. He actually got 60% turnout and 82% for them in this election where he had no competition. And all this rigging moved his result. We estimated 22 million votes have been stuffed nationwide. Individual polling stations did it. This moved result to this. This is an officially published result. Now, what I do in my, I support 10 observers, and two of them report significant irregularities in their polling stations. One observer says that an election official went with a portable ballot box. He went to serve the home voters, let them vote, and he was absent for 7 hours and came back with 801 filled ballots. From experience, when you do real home voting, you are lucky to serve three voters per hour because you need to find the home, knock the door, let him fill the papers, cast the ballots, move to take the car to the next position. So if you serve 20 people, and actually in a polling station, it's rarely that more than 10 people request home voting. And this one had 800 home voting. So this is our Santa Claus. And when they open this portable ballot box, every single ballot is for Mr. Putin, filled with the exactly same marks. Those are actual pictures of 25 of them, but all 800 were. In another polling station, we had another mishap. An observer sits at the polling station and counts how many voters come to vote, and he counts 273 votes. A problem. He has to go to toilet to make number 2. And while he sits in the toilet, 500 voters vote. All right. So this is where the polling station with the Schrödinger voters during the toilet break lands in the results. Very high. And this is the polling station with the home voting of 800 ballots. The other 8 polling stations report no irregularities, no problems. Just everything looks normal. The committees didn't rig. And this is where they land, even below this cloud. So you see how this goes. Fine. The question is, why do those politicians, the incumbents, even need to fake the voting if they have eliminated all competition from the ballots anyway? What's the point? They are going to win anyway. There are 3 reasons. First, quite many people actually believe in their result. So the higher published result affects the public opinion, unfortunately, because not everybody believes that the elections are faked. The second, they exercise the control of bureaucracy. They make sure that all the administrative structure of the entire country responds to their orders and rigs the elections, and this is a good test. And the third, for those people who understand what is going on, this is intimidation. Look how powerful I am. I can rig the entire election. The last elections of today, and my last elections, were the town council elections in Vlasikha town. And this is a small town, everybody knows everybody, and we have strong opposition in this town that actually mounts a credible effort to get the majority in the council. All candidates are registered, nobody is stricken off the ballot. That's the first good sign. The opposition runs an anti-corruption campaign. They expose the acting town major stealing funds. We document everything. They have their own little local press, and they basically discredit the government party as well as they could. The town major, we get a report that the town major collects all the heads of the polling stations and orders them to rig. Every station must rig. This is an order. And the opposition announces an award if anybody reports, takes a video of how the rigging was done and publishes this video. At the election day, we have a lot of observers. Every polling station has at least two observers standing there and watching what's happening. So a lot of people are willing to look at the elections. And the voting and counting looks fine until the results are now announced. And it's clear for me and for everybody else that the results are rigged. But we don't know how they are rigged. Now, how many people have seen the last bug? Is it still going around the... Can I get the last bug that has ballots inside? The bug with ballots, sealed bug. Can I get it on stage? Return it, please. Not all of them. Okay, you can bring all of them, it's okay, but I need the sealed bug. Okay, this is the bug from this is the bug, how the bugs looked like in this election. Has anybody noticed anything wrong with this bug? Does it show any sign that it has been tampered with? What? Where lines? Folded. It's okay. It's okay. You fold the bug. It has creases. It's okay. It's okay. This is somebody trying to remove the removable stub. It's not a security feature. That's okay. Any sign that the bug is not okay? It also looks normal to us, which is why at the vote count, when the bugs are inspected before opening, we didn't notice anything wrong. But lo and behold, let's take a ruler. So, unfortunately, we don't have a close-up camera. But if I try to measure the width of the indicating tape, can somebody close by and read how wide it is?
It is 2 centimeters and 3 millimeters.
23 millimeter. 23 millimeter. We take a real bug, and the tape is 30 millimeter. So the tape is narrower. Come on. We have the first clue. And we are seeing the actual investigation on everything that has happened in Vlasikha took us 3 months. And we are seeing the observers, of course, took pictures of bugs after they were sealed with ballots inside. They took a picture of the bug. And before when they are extracted from a safe and put on a table to be opened at the vote count, they also take a picture of this bug. And we see lots of pictures like this. So this is the bug that was sealed. It was sealed and put away. And this is the same bug before opening. You see things, differences between those pictures. The tape has magically become narrower. It shifted its position. So something has happened with the tape. The individual number on this tape, you can't read the number, but you see that this one is narrowly typeset, densely, normally typeset, and this one is sparsely typeset. Who misreprinted the number? Come on. And here at the edges, you see the print. You find print along the edge, and this print has disappeared at the edges. As we later learned, it was they used the wrong type of solvent when they removed the tape, and the solvent that removes the print. All right, So we do an investigation, and it took a lot of effort. And this, long story short, this is what we find, what has happened. I hoped that this will be local rigging, limited to the hometown. In fact, we discovered a nationwide rigging scheme. The actual story is, 3 years before the elections, in 2021, our leading manufacturer of security bug, the Aceplom Technology Company, located near St. Petersburg, it's a different region, delivered about 10,000 pairs of duplicate bugs with duplicate numbers. So pairs of bugs that has exactly the same design and pairwise identical individual numbers. This is not supposed to happen, but it has happened. It was an official order of the Regional Election Commission of the Moscow district. They ordered both sets of bugs. And this is the signature of the head of the election district. The company actually shared with me the purchase documentation. That before our council elections, 16 pairs of those bugs were delivered to the town. And before the elections, 8 out of 9 election commissions got 2 of those bugs. Pairwise, there were 2 stacks of bugs. So this is the variable part of the number, the stack of 8 and another stack of 8 with different numbers. So each commission got 1 bug from this set and 1 bug from this set. So clearly a centralized distribution. What happened? They used the 4 of those bugs were replaced entirely. So they simply swapped the bug for another, loaded with different ballots. In 8 cases, they only used the tape from the duplicate bug, so they detached the tape. It became narrower because it's already attached to the bug, so they cut the part that was stuck to the bug. The tape became narrower, but it's an original tape. They used solvent to remove the tape and replace the content and put the tape on the bug, back on the bug. And there are also some other cases. So at least we see evidence of at least 11 bugs swapped or replaced. The result is, we analyzed the results, and it seems the opposition was actually winning in this. So the real vote is for the opposition. They take most of the seats in the council. But the council was because about 1,500 ballots were swapped in 8 polling stations. The council is entirely installed with people for whom did not have the support of the voters. Here's the evidence. In one district, you see 2 pictures of the bugs. Those 2 pictures are of the first copy of the bug, and the second 2 pictures of the same copy of the bug with the same number, but a different copy of the bug. And here you can see the observer actually using his camera, taking picture of the second set of pictures. How do you know they are the same? Those are the numbers printed on the bug, and this is the same number. And the barcode has white lines. Those are dead pixels in the factory printer that prints the barcode. They are the same position. So the same factory, same printer made those barcodes. All right, but the bugs have differences. On one bug, when it was sealed, the control stub, this part that is detachable, was torn off like this. The word count, it magically grown back. The perforation line, here perforates 1 sheet, here it perforates 2 sheets in a different position, so that's a different sample. The print bleed in the same position, this print bleed is small, and you have individual dots in graphics. Here the dots have joined, so the higher bleed. At the edge of the bug, in the same position, the edge of the bug, the small print has a different position relative to the edge in the seam. Again, it's a different sample. And signatures of observers on the tape were faked, forged signatures. If you compare those 2, you see the signatures are actually different. And the number, the one bug has densely typeset number. They tried to obscure it when they sealed the bug, but you can still see a few digits. It's narrowly typeset. And this one is sparsely typeset. This is the evidence. We had 2 different bugs. So now the tape replacement, another election commission precinct polling station displays on camera a bug where the tape is stuck completely crooked because something went wrong when they're applying the tape and it sticks. They cannot fix it. So they come out with the bug that has tape with very widely varying distance, and an end of this tape was extending. They simply folded it over on the other side of the bug. Again, this cannot happen naturally. In another precinct, the the chair shows the bug on camera, and if you compare the actual height of the bug, which should be 695 millimeters, then the tape measures only 21 millimeters. This is a drawing we got from the factory, what the bug should be. So this is narrow tape, and you can measure on the picture how wide it is. On another commission, what happens? The head of the chair of the another commission removes the red tape completely before she, when she closes the bag, she simply tears off the red tape and hands it over to a colleague, and then puts away the bag unsealed. I will be fine if they produce the bag and it's sealed, but it's still unsealed, but the bag they shown on the word count is properly sealed, so they replaced it. All right, so. And now we also look at the word count process. This is how the word counting looks at the polling station. Can I get the sound?
Стартуем. Федорев. Шик. Федорев. Шик.
The commission starts to count, and they have collected all the ballots in one stack, and then they read them sequentially. And if you videotape the whole process, you can see, you can produce a sequence of ballots with all the candidates in this ballot.
Дубровский, Скопинов, Соколов, Сацкова.
All right. If you analyze the entire, you can make a transcript. So in this transcript, each ballot is sequentially, the white dot is a vote for this candidate, and there are 473 ballots, and they are all in a sequence. Though this is the only polling station that did not have duplicate bugs. And this is the only polling station that has honest result. And you see this is pretty much a random sequence. But all the other polling stations display features. In this polling station, there are sections where continuous sequences of signatures for the same candidate have been announced in a row, many in a row. So we think that because the commissions didn't mix the content, they retrieved, replaced ballots from the bugs, and they stuck it, and they are still in they are still in chunks. So if you look at all the polling stations, this one looks random, but it has density fluctuations. This one also has density fluctuations, and this one obviously many ballots were swapped, so they just go continuously like this, all the same candidates. This is the honest one you have seen, the only station that didn't trick. And in this station, again, you have density fluctuations, and it looks like they tried to mix, but didn't mix completely. And this one, the same story. They tried to mix, but big chunks remain. In this polling station, completely outrageous. The commission counts 382 ballots in a row. Same, 382. You can't imagine the probability of this happening naturally. And the two other polling stations as well. All right. So what we do, I contact my colleague from the Russian Academy of Sciences. He is a mathematician that analyzes statistics. And he calculates the probability of those sequences appearing naturally in the word transcript. He looks for the length of observed series, longest series. And he also looks for a number of toggles, two statistical tests. And you can see the probabilities of this happening naturally. Very small numbers. For the honest polling station, the probability is almost unity. So indeed, natural, normal voting results look like this. All right, so how do we get justice? In the Western world, you have multiple opportunities. You can do press, public protests, election commissions, police, investigative committee, or state prosecutor. You can go to courts, you can press political parties so they put a pressure, and you can also ask the executive power to make things right. In Russia, nothing works. They all ignore the problem. The parties are silent. If you do public protests, you get arrested. If you do press, local press does not exist. The national white press, opposition press, it's all abroad, it exists, but they don't think this is newsworthy anymore because rigging municipal elections are no longer in use. Everybody knows this is done. So it's not interesting news. Come back when you have honest elections. So we go to courts, and in the courts basically are a circus. The first court declines all motions, ignores all evidence. I present for court to court for 2 hours. What I've shown you in 10 minutes, I present for 2 hours. I show everything. We submit everything. 4 volumes of the case. The court writes nothing. The appeal court says all your pictures are inadmissible evidence. We don't know your pictures. Statistics is inadmissible evidence. We don't believe statistics. And the Cassation Court, no change on verdict. We still have to get. And we didn't get time to go to Supreme Court. We have a good lawyer. All right. So can I get back those bucks? 3 bucks remaining. Where are they? Bring back. Yes. Can I also ask a few people to go on stage? You will be observers. Anybody who wants to stand by, go on stage. Get on stage. Now, Daria, we will seal those bucks. Yes, thanks. We have observers. Please stand close to the table so you see what is being done. Daria, can you please, observer, please proceed to seal the bag. Also put some ballots inside. Yeah, one bag. Seal it. All right, this bag is sealed, fine. Then you take another bag, different manufacturer, you seal it. Please. Yes, we are getting close. Show the bag. Is it sealed? Show this bag. Is it sealed? Is it sealed? You have all seen the bags, all 3 bags. Has anybody noticed anything wrong with this bag? Any clue? You? Anything wrong during the sealing process? You think it's right? Give me the chair. So nobody thinks it's... it
seems to have a double... This is only solid.
Okay, you think the problem is there. All right, I'll show you. Out of time, but... It's okay, they don't need to sign the bag. What do observers see?
No traces.
Is the tape damaged?
No traces.
I can unseal it. I can remove the ballots. Hold it all aside. Thank you very much. I replace the ballots. Replace the ballots. Unseal the bag. Sealed again. Looks fine. Looks fine. So, I didn't invent this latest election technology. This is what we do in Russia. Observers at two other polling stations, one in St. Petersburg, another in Moscow district, also discovered those bugs and sealed without tape damage. Welcome to Russia. All right. Do you know how can, okay, I'll just tell you that the way to get this back is to, if you know how to rainproof your tent, you know how to make this bag. You take solvent, dissolve some silicon in the solvent, and you just take coat this striped silicon. The paper no longer sticks. It has a very low adhesion. The bag becomes resealable multiple times. And it's virtually invisible. You have all seen this bag. You haven't noticed anything. All right, last slide. Why am I doing this? It's known the last year Nobel elections, Nobel Prize was given for the proof that inclusive social institutes or democratic social institutes lead to the prosperity of the nation. There is a causal relationship. And I believe that the democracy is the best societal system that we know. And Russia has a Russia is a relatively poor country, and I want it to be a rich country. And democracy is working social institutes, of which the elections system is one, are essential for the country to become prosperous. I want Russia to be prosperous and also not do stupid things. And even the estimated economic loss from the elections rigged in one small town, is in the tens of millions economic loss of euros of lost prosperity in the nation. Thank you.
So, okay, thank you very much. Give it up for Vadim.